Penguin Random House Audio presents Life in the Garden by Penelope Lively. Read for you by Helen Lloyd.
Introduction. Virginia Woolf goes gardening one day in May, which sets me thinking about the curious apposition between gardening as reality and as metaphor. Beatrix Potter's swinging parable about the superiority of rural values, the tale of Johnny Town Mouse, invites an inspection of the traditional divide between town and country. Willa Cather's prairie gardens, made by the American pioneers, remind me that gardening can be about control, the conquest of nature, but that it also defies time. My grandmother's garden, deeply influenced by Gertrude Jekyll in both landscaping and planting, prompts consideration of the vicissitudes of gardening fashion. The two central activities in my life, alongside writing, have been reading and gardening, and there has always been a sense in which the two have meshed. I always pay attention when a writer conjures up a garden, when gardening becomes an element of fiction. I find myself wondering what's going on here. Is this garden deliberate or merely fortuitous? And it is nearly always deliberate. A garden contrived to serve a narrative purpose, to create atmosphere, to furnish a character. So this is a book in which fictional gardens act as prompts for a consideration of what gardens and gardening have been for us over time. Why and how do people garden? Why and how have they gardened? I shall need to get personal. If you've been a gardener, all references to gardens, plants, gardening activities strike a chord. Am I interested in that?